This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can we start with Bola? Where are you at in that situation, and how's that coming along?
Yeah, it's a lot of conversations with his agent right now, and nothing's changed in the sense that, you know, we believe Bo's an excellent hockey player that can help our team win. You know, I've maintained same position that if there's a deal out there that makes sense for us that we think's going to improve our roster, we're open to it. But if there's not, you know, we're not in a situation where we're looking to move him out or looking to move him for futures and stuff like that. It's just for me, we want to help our team win hockey games, and he does that.
Are you prepared to match an offer sheet for both?
Absolutely, and that's why the position, you know, the moves we've made and the position we've put ourselves in from the cap perspective has been strategic. You know, we if you leave just enough room and your cap that where you maybe see a projection on a one-year deal, and then someone comes over the top, you're potentially putting your organization in a really tough spot. And so the moves we've made and decisions we've made for weeks now leading up to this point is with that in mind. And so, no, we'll be matching and have the opportunity to have a player under contract that think helps us win.
Kevin, you've gotten tougher, you've gotten bigger. Are you confident that there's enough offense on this team, especially with Paterka gone?
Yeah, it's a good question, John. I've thought a lot about that, and, you know, as we set out our off-season kind of plan, we wanted to be harder to play against, we wanted to be better defensively, we wanted a bit more of a veteran presence. You know, of course you want talent, but I think we have a lot of talented players that can produce offensively. We need to be better defensively to put ourselves in a position to take that next step. So the moves we've made, starting with the Paterka trade and right through yesterday, have been with that in mind. And, yeah, like, I want to have skilled players, but I want to have harder players, players that make, you know, that play on both sides of the puck, that compete, and that goes back to what I just laid out. So, yeah, I think we have the talent skill to score goals, and we just needed to clean up some of the other areas.
Why Alex Lyon, and just what role do you envision for him? Do you envision him as a backup? Do you want him to push the other guys?
Competition. He's a proven goaltender in this league. I think he's a really good veteran. He checks the box of what I, you know, just laid out in terms of veteran presence, like high character guy. He's proven in the league. He's played well in his time in the National Hockey League, and you know, he's going to challenge and push. And but no, we just think he helps us win hockey games.
What you said, one of the goals was to find top six help, especially with JGR. Is there a sense of frustration with trying to find that? Maybe, having it be a little bit more difficult to go about it?
Well, I think based on, you know, the decision we made on JJ, you're moving a talented top six forward out, but you're improving your teams in other ways. And, you know, by getting 6'5" mobile right shot defenseman, a guy that I've been chasing for a couple years now, was critical to cleaning up our decor and how we're going to play. And then getting Josh Doan, who you guys may not know quite as much. He's relatively young in the league still, but powerful, strong, plays both sides of the puck. We think he's just going to keep getting better and better. You're improving your team in a different way. And that was kind of as we set out this offseason plan. I like skill, of course. You want that. But where we decided to focus our attention and spend the dollars in different ways was to be more competitive, harder player against, better defensively. And that was our goal, and that's why we made the decisions we've made.
What was the thought process on Bernard Docker?
I think from our perspective, where his projected salary was going to come out, and where we had him slotted as potential, in the eighth spot, call it, with the moves that we had made over the last few days before that, just felt like that didn't make sense in terms of also with having Ryan Johnson and signing Jones and Rathbone had as a guy that we know could come up, and then that's not counting the younger guys that you never know exactly where they'll be. But that's why we made the decision.
Kevin, yesterday on TSN, Craig Button said people want to leave Buffalo because they don't think they can win.
We have to earn it.
We have to
earn it. I mean, nothing. For me, nothing changes in the sense of how I've answered this question before. We have to win hockey games. I can stand up here and I can lay out our plan. I can tell you exactly why we've made the decisions we've made. I can tell you why I think we've done a good job in terms of putting ourselves in a strategic position when it comes to the Byram situation. But ultimately, we just have to win games starting in October. If we win hockey games, we earn the respect around the league. People won't say stuff like that.
Were you surprised that a lot, and I mean a lot of the free agents were off the market before free agents even opened?
Yeah, I don't even know. I think that's one of those things that supply and demand a little bit maybe, and your team's focusing on your own players and, weighing. There's a risk when you get to noon on free agency is the window opens and you start making the phone calls and getting on the phone like I was yesterday with agents and players and you're explaining where you're at. There's a risk, they have 32 teams to choose from potentially. So I think when teams identify your own situation and you look at the player that you're potentially retaining versus going external, teams make those decisions differently, but that's probably why you saw that.
And with Ryan McLeod's new contract, what's kind of the projection for him? Will he take on more of an offensive responsibility?
Yeah, I think one of the things I love about Ryan is he showed last year, third, second line center, he can move over to wing, he can play power play, he kills penalties, he's an all-situation player. Right in the prime years of his career as a centerman, when he was 2 years from UFA, so I felt that this is a really important piece with our team and the role he plays, and you're also, we're buying 2 years of UFA years and the deal that he signed, so I think it was a, win-win for both sides. And if I go back a year ago when we identified him, we made the decision because we thought he had upside, we thought this was a player that could help us now and grow into the future. Which is exactly why what he did this past year in terms of his play, and then fortunate to get him on the contract we did.
Have you done any talking with Alex yet, or is all his other stuff kind of pushed out?
Yeah, there's not. It's a fair question in terms of the timing now. Obviously, there's not a pressure point like there is in other situations, but I did sit down with his agents yesterday or whatever the day was here recently, and just explained exactly how we feel about Alex, and that'll be ongoing, but there's not the pressure point of other decisions at this time.
Will you be doing the same thing with Kesselring too? You can do it if you want to.
Yeah, he's a guy that for us, as we look at the role he's going to play, that we'll sit down. We had initial conversations just to make sure we welcome to the organization, but haven't got there yet. But yeah, we're always open to that. We've done it with plenty of players over the years.
With Bernard Docker, you mentioned the salary point, and I guess it's $875,000, so I'm curious, was he wanting more than that?
What I'm talking about salaries is so people understand you qualify a player to retain the rights, but then based on the rights that they have after a qualifying offer, if they have arbitration rights, they're slotted in based on comps in their class, and that number was significantly higher than that based on the market and the comps that go into it. So when I tell you that the number for where we had him, and I really like JBD, he's a good kid, he's a good player, but with our decor, the decisions that we've, or the decisions we made and the changes that we made, we kind of had him slotted in that spot, and that was, the the number that you just said was a lot lower than what the arbitration award would have been.
Any concern, you know, it's a right-handed defenseman, depth, that right D, you talked a lot about how those guys are hard to acquire. Like, you got kind of an imbalance, I guess, now, a little bit, you know, in terms of,
yeah.
I guess it depends where you put guys. But
yeah, I mean, the way I look at our, you know, our decor right now with Kesselring and Timmins, you know, these are important guys in our top six, so I don't view it as an imbalance. And you know, if you're slotting all the way down to, you know, 7 through 11 on your depth chart, you know, you may have a little more lefties or a little more righties depending on the organization. But you know, when it came to the players that I mentioned, the Ryan Johnsons and Jones and Rathbones, you know, these are guys that we felt are, you know, solid players, and if we need to bring someone up because we had injuries or depth, we're going to be in a good spot.
Jones was a healthy. You said the other day, you know, you like how things look right now on the blue line, but what if you do trade Bo? Who do you envision takes on a bigger role?
Well, I would just, it's a hypothetical, because if we traded Bo, I feel like we're making our team better. So how are we doing that? Are we doing that through acquiring a defenseman or two defensemen or a forward and a D or just forward? So it's hard to say, but when I look at our group of six defensemen, you know, I think we have an excellent group that can play different ways. I mean, you can play Byram and Dahlin together, and you could maybe have a different pair of bigger shutdown guys, or, you know, you're just giving Lindy the options. Just depends on how he wants to do it. And in a hypothetical of if we traded Bo, then I just feel like as I opened this, the only reason we'd be doing it is we felt we made our team better. So I just think we'd be in a good position there.
Jones was in the NHL all last year, but he was a scratch 36 times. They were deep on defense, but what do you see for him here, and what can he do to get more time?
We just think he's a good hockey player, and didn't expect a guy like that to be on the market, you know, in the way we were able to get him. So provides, I mean, he's just a talented player, so I think he could play different roles. And I think he's going to come in and push and have competition, which I think is a great thing.
And Dan Ford, he's a unique story. What role do you envision for him?
Well, I mean, he's the ultimate, when you do your homework on a guy like that, competitor, glue guy is the word, you know, like a hockey term I'd say in terms of the locker room, but just versatile, can move around your lineup, play up and down, can move to the wing, center. So good penalty killer, just brings a veteran presence to our lineup that I think is really important. And you know, when you kind of go through the off season and you categorize players and you put them in different tiers of, okay, these type of players are bring this, and these type of players are skill and they bring this, you know, when we had the Danforth type of players, he was at the top of our list. So you know, as soon as we had the opportunity to you know, go try to recruit him and get him, we did that yesterday.
You kind of do these early moves and signings, but what still needs to be addressed in this line?
Well, we like where our group's at in terms of the way the roster sits today, but we'll always look to get better if there's something that makes sense. But I think from, you know, we've done a good job in terms of reshaping the look of our D. I think that's something that was important. We've brought veteran guys in that are, you know, going to help us defensively and hard to play against. You know, we've brought in some character guys, so I think as it sits today, we like where our lineup is. But if there's areas anywhere forward, do you to make a move that we think's good, we'll do it.
I think Danforth will be a center.
I think that's you know, up to Lindy. What we talked about with him on the phone yesterday, and just as a group, is we can slide, you know, Krebs can slide to the wing, you know what I mean? So we have options, but I think he's equally comfortable. But I think that's where it's important to have guys like, when you look at the middle, you know, even Kozak, guys that can, they're centers, but they can slide to the wing. And I guess that's a Lindy question in terms of how he sees when training camp goes where the best fit is.
This is a very depth thing. Mason Gerritsen has a very particular set of skills. Something you felt was lacking, or is that something you felt this group on the whole needs to have something like that?
We needed it. I just think that, you know, it's a unique skill set, and he brings it, and he's proven it, and Lindy coached him in New Jersey, so you know, that's helpful as well, just to know the type of guy you're getting to the organization. But you know, he and I had a good chat yesterday, and he'll be ready to go.
there was a report that there's people in management who think the broadcast is too critical. I'm curious if you heard that, what your reaction might be to that.
There's a report that broadcast...
There was a change in producer on okay. the broadcast, and there was a report that there's people in management who think that the broadcast is too critical.
Like our own broadcast?
No,
I mean, I love Razor. I think he's funny, and Duffer does a great job. Marty Braun is maybe the most positive guy on the planet. So who do we got? Dan Dunleavy's awesome. Did I miss anyone? Those guys are great. I have no idea what you're talking about, but they're awesome.
Can I ask you a quick one on development camp?
Sure.
A few years ago, there was like tons of guys here that were eventually on your NHL roster. A lot of, you know, minor league guys. Pretty light roster this year. I'm just curious why the philosophy change.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a philosophy change as much as a lot of the guys that were in Rochester, it's a taxing year. The goal at this camp is less about being on the ice. It's more about getting familiar with the organization and who's who and what does everybody do and what does it mean to be a Sabre. So a lot of the guys that, you know, maybe in other years would have been here, like Hellenius, a perfect example. He's not new to the organization, not just because he's been here and he's been in Rochester. So that's part of it. And then I think sometimes, especially with Rochester's length of the season, you know, you want to make sure they get the rest and then you get right into their training and, you know, be disruptive in terms of some of the thoughts that you're bringing guys over. But, yeah, so it's a smaller group this year, but, you know, a lot of picks, obviously the picks this year and then last year other than Consta. So I think that's – so it's not as much philosophical, just more probably the way it played out.
Is there some perhaps thought to, like, getting them some face-to-face time with Gallivan? I guess that's the one benefit that I –
yeah, oh, like a Hellenius or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's something we did talk about. But, you know, they can do Zoom calls and get just – they're on programs, and Galley's already taking care of that. So it's not as critical. But, yeah, I think it is something we did talk about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.